It is. Carl Glassman, hello.
Hello. Do I press continue here? I guess so.
It's all on me. Welcome to Labors for Neighbors, a new show, 2-month-old show, and it's a show about work and labors, jobs, and how they help not just ourselves, but others in the community. And the further out it goes, the more miraculous it gets. You are the editor of the Tribeca Tribune, correct?
Trip. Just the Tribeca Trip.
Has it ever been the Tribeca Tribune?
Never. But that's what people, many other people also want to call it. But maybe that's my mistake. I should never have called it the Trip. But that's...
But did you found it? Did you start it?
My wife, April Corral, and I started together. And we've always been partners in this. So it's really, it's a mom and pop labor.
And April is doing well?
She's doing fine. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome, because I've seen her once or twice or thrice, and she wears the smarts in the family, I gather.
She is definitely the smart one in the family, and she remembers you well and wanted to say hi.
I've known you for 15 years or 17 years. Who gave you a million years ago? Who gave you the writing or editing bug? Who put the work ethic in your DNA?
It's really hard to say. You know, my mother had been a newspaper reporter before I was born, and I always thought that was like the coolest thing, that she had been a reporter. My father was a commercial artist before they went into business together, and I thought that was the coolest thing. And I think that, you know, I'm also a photographer, so I think that Laura, the visual side of him, of his, you know, his talents and my mother's writing talents, sort of, I think I looked up to both of them for what they had done and could do and were really smart at. And I looked up to them for their, you know, for the skill, kind of skills that you did. I thought those were both very, you know, cool skills. I can't draw that well, but I fell in love with photography, and that was the corollary of what probably my dad's visual side. He was a cartoonist and a commercial artist, and then they went to work together, and I think along with sort of absorbing their interests, also absorbed the feeling that being in business for yourself, being a small business person, in my case also with my wife together, that was a big influence for me. My parents were self-employed, small business people. That's what we are. My grandparents were a mom and pop business. It kind of goes back. Both my daughters are self-employed now. One's has her own psychotherapy practice. The other one is a freelance writer.
So the Glassman family is a family of entrepreneurs.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, except never. I think certainly in April, in my case, I don't think it was ever, you know, let's start a newspaper so we can make a whole bunch of money. It wasn't that kind of, you know, I think entrepreneurs have ideas like, this would be a great idea, a really good commercial idea. We never thought of what we did as a commercial idea. It was something we just wanted to do.
I think you don't give enough credit to the entrepreneurial spirit, which is something that we want to do and that we're good at and blesses the community. I think that entrepreneurship has gotten a bad rap for being a money-making Steve Jobs thing. But good grief, look at what Steve Jobs did for us. You know, these entrepreneurs bless us time and again and just wave after wave after wave after wave. Oh, which reminds me, I'm wearing a red shirt. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Today's the 4th of July, my friend.
Yes.
I need some white and blue.
That's right. I get the red part.
Do you have a patriotic or 4th of July Independence Day anecdote? Do you lean in toward it? Some people lean away from it. How does that work?
I do have a 4th of July memory.
Okay.
That stands out of all my 4th of July memories.
Please.
Would you like to hear it?
Now's a good time.
I was 4 years old. So it goes back a couple of years.
Back in the 90s?
Late 80s.
I meant the 1890s. Go ahead.
So we're in the backyard. And my dad was, I have an older brother who's about four years older than me. So I was about four, he was about eight. And my dad was together. He was kind of showing my brother how to launch a Roman candle.
Launch a Roman candle.
Roman candle, yes.
Yep.
And it blew up in my brother's face. And had he not been wearing glasses, he would be blind.
I would bet a nickel that you lean away from.
No, I mean, I really don't lean either way. One thing about the 4th of July that I like about it, for 20 years, well, we had the paper that was in print. it was a monthly. And so the paper came out at the beginning of the month. And the only holiday that we actually could take off like everybody else was the 4th of July, because it was at the beginning of the month, and we would already have gotten the paper out. So we never got to we always worked on Thanksgiving, Christmas, mm-hmm. New Year's, and 4th of July was like we felt like we could be like normal people.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
My association, but not so much like, you know, April can't stand fireworks, so we don't, you know, do that.
So you're feeling good today?
Not feeling bad. 4th of July was like we felt like we could be like normal people.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Association, but not so much like, you know, April can't stand fireworks, so we don't, you know, do that.
So you're feeling good today?
Not feeling bad.
I think, Carl, of various things that you did for me and for the mission, New York City Rescue Mission in Lower Manhattan, Mark. You remember his last name?
I do not. Do you?
And right this second, I can't call it, but I'll tag him in the video. At the time, you interviewed him, and he was going through the program. And right. and exited the program, and you filmed him walking off into the sunset, literally,
right,
going to his job in Albany that he had just gotten.
Right.
And he, unbeknownst to any of us, he had changed his mind last second as he was walking.
Do you think that's when he changed his mind?
He and I have had conversations, and it was in the last hours, the last day. It was that. Wow. And he went home. He said, I can't manage it, or I can't hack it. I want the security of home. Turned out well. I've seen him since then, two or three. Have you seen him since then?
No.
See that?
I would like to know how he did turn out.
I have dropped the ball. We'll do a Zoom call. Yes, we'll do a Zoom call, because that needs to happen. Because he turned out well. I visited him in Pennsylvania. He takes care of his mom or his dad. He's full-time. He's a writer. Carl, he's written 8 books or 10 books. They're good.
I remember he was a writer.
I need to give you one of his books, because he's outstanding fiction. It's like Pulp Fiction. He's great. He knows his craft. Oh, and part of the reason that he, in my estimation, Carl Glassman, part of the reason that he is an expansive guy and does labors for neighbors, so to speak, is because you did the labor of caring for him. You bought into him. You leaned into him, and he felt it. I haven't talked to him about it, but I bet $1,000 that that's true. And you need to accept the praise, because that's part of your.
I'll take your word for it.
Well, it's just a known thing. And What is the hardest part of your work?
Oh, my work. Well, I think it's, doing journalism today, doing online journalism, not just for me, but I think for so many people who are in this craft, is just keeping it going. Because I think, I'm sure people don't read newspapers anymore for the most part. They get their news from a lot of different places. And, advertisers have fled news organizations. So, I'm the only writer, reporter, photographer, headline writer, everything except for, April works with me and she does an aspect of it. But in terms of the actual reporting, it's just in dark, it's just all me. So kind of having that kind of responsibility.
Pause for a second, put the timer on and I'll delete this part.
Okay.
And we'll give ourselves another minute.
And we are back. Carl, what is the most pleasurable part of your work? Why do you do it year after year after year, decade after decade? throw me a particular anecdote regarding your feedback that you got besides me from someone that is just, this is why I do the work.
So you want to know, why do I keep doing what I do?
You're very good at it. You bless the community.
This is kind of who I am. I'm a journalist and I'm a photojournalist. And to not do it would be to just not be, continuing to be the person who I really feel that I am. It's so intertwined. My professional life and who I am as a person are so intertwined. And I'm sure, I can't do it forever, and health can get in the way and all these other things, and I will move on. But I guess that's the reason I'm still doing it. And especially, I think probably the photography more than the reporting. Photography is really, photojournalist is just like, that's who I am. And when I get to do a project, when I find a project that's really especially rewarding, it's like the best. To be able to share that is great, to have my own platform.
Have you trained up anyone at the Tribeca Trib that has gone on to have some good success and that you've been you have felt good about your investment in them?
Yeah, well, we have, one of our reporters is a columnist for the Wall Street Journal.
Can you name a name?
I would prefer not to. It's her.
But that's good.
I don't want to put out people's.
But that's great. Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
That's highest quality.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, we have our last reporters working for the Post, New York Post. Somebody else. They all went to different places. I was teaching photojournalism at NYU before I started the paper, and a number of my students became very, very successful photojournalists.
That's awesome.
And I'm really proud of that.
Carl Glassman, we are proud of you. I'm a Gothamite. I'm a Lower Manhattanite, although I'm an Upper West Side Ian. And I'm proud of your work. I've seen it firsthand. I've seen the impact. Carl Glassman, you've been a wonderful guest on Labors for Neighbors. Happy 4th of July, sir.
Happy 4th to you. And congratulations on doing this. I think it's a great, it's a really interesting pursuit and subject to be asking people about is their work.
Thank you, sir. You taught me well. You learned me up proper.
See ya.
Bye-bye.